caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. This is going to be the fire hose, open the fire hose type of a program. Have a lot of information to cover. But first, let's just celebrate a little bit here. The Senior Care Broadcasting Network. We have added two new affiliates or a new affiliate broadcasting partner with two different stations. I guess that's the better way to say that. WZGM AM and 96.1 FM in Asheville, North Carolina. Now, I spent a little bit of time in Nashville with an N. And if you live there, it was Nashville. You kind of got rid of the I in there. So I don't know if it's Asheville. Someone from Asheville or Asheville, give me a call because I want to pronounce that right.
I lived in Knoxville. It's Asheville.
Oh, it's Asheville.
Yeah.
So you just there's no Ville.
I think either or is fine. If you say Asheville, people are cool with it. If you say yeah. Asheville, it's hard. But the Biltmore Castle is there. Very famous, nice.
The giant cat. I've heard about that.
It's gorgeous.
I've seen pictures. When I was in Nashville, you know, I guess that tells you if you're an out of towner, it's Ville. If you're in towner, it's Vol.
Yeah. How do you feel about New Orleans? New Orleans or New Orleans?
Oh, boy. Yeah. See, there we go. But to all of our new friends in Asheville, I'm going to say Asheville, North Carolina, welcome. I really appreciate it. And Brian Siebold, thank you for adding Senior Care Live to your station. Programming and I really hope that everyone is enjoying the program. We started there earlier this month, so thank you very much. All right, so again, it's a fire hose kind of a program today, and I'm going to cover a lot of stuff, and then later on, I'm going to provide some stunning information about a couple of my clients who originally worked with the free one of these free referral services, and then they quickly found out you get what you pay for, and then called me to bail them out and actually fix it and do it right. So you don't want to miss that. But first, what to determine before ever beginning your search for a senior care community. Don't go out and just do this shotgun approach. This is it's the shotgun approach. And look, I'm not making fun of it. People are doing the best that they know how to do, but they just don't know how to do this. I'm going to save you at least 50% of your time if you follow these steps, okay, if you choose to do that. But on average, folks are spending 50 to 100 hours running around searching for a senior care community for their loved one. And my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they spend 3 to 4 hours and they're done. You talk about a time saver. It's unbelievable. But if you're going to do it on your own, what to determine before ever even thinking about doing your search? This will save you a ton of time. Number one, what level of care do you need? So if you're taking notes, that's the first one. We need to know that. The shotgun approach is, well, I saw this place over there, and well, you know, so-and-so said this place was pretty good, and their aunt was there, and they thought it was okay, and so we're going to go check that one out. We're going to drive to this one. There's a new one on the way to work, and we saw them build that building last year. We're going to go check that out. That's the shotgun approach, 50 to 100 hours. If you know your level of care, you're only going to go to the places that meet your level of care. You're not going to waste nearly as much time. Okay. So your level of care is related. This is how I look at it. I like to say that I speak in English and I look at things just very black and white. I try to make this very, very simple. There are other folks out in the market that try to make it overly complicated so that you kind of depend on them for the information. I don't work that way. I think it's kind of a lousy sales ploy. And I like to make things just as clear and as simple as I can. So what is the level of care? That is related to your licensure. Okay, so your licensure is in every single state. If you provide a business that provides care, that lays a hand on a resident to provide care, you must meet licensure requirements. Okay. And that's just a fact. So your licensure says what you must do, what you shouldn't do, et cetera, et cetera. But it says this is your operating manual. Essentially, you have to do these things. So your levels of care could be long-term care. Some people still refer to that as a nursing home, but that's the highest level of care. That is the medical level of care. I've covered that many, many times on the program before. Sorry, Asheville. I'll cover it again for you sometime soon, I promise. But long-term care, another very popular level of care is called assisted living. And so long-term care is that medical model. Assisted living, I like to refer to that as just really more of a social model. There's a tremendous amount of support with your activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence support, medication management, on and on and on. It's just not a lot about medical support, okay? But there's a tremendous amount of support. So you have long-term care is a level of care. Assisted living is a level of care. And then in Kansas, in a lot of states, you have what's called residential care or an RCF, residential care facility. And on the Missouri side, at least of the Kansas City Metro, they even break it down a little further than that, RCF 1 and RCF 2. So getting a lot more complicated. I don't know if it's necessary, but that's what we've got here on the Kansas side. It's just an RCF, residential care facility. Generally speaking, that's a little bit like assisted living light, if you will. Not always, but generally that's what you see. Home Plus is basically the assisted living level of care on the higher end of it, but it's provided for residents living literally in a house. So you have like a traditional, you'll see a ranch style house. You can provide care for maybe 4 to 6 residents, all the way up to 12 residents typically is what you might see there. So that is you talk about a home-like setting. They got that one down, right? So that's Home Plus. And then not too many of these, but Intermediate Care Facility, ICF. Basically, that's long-term care without the Medicare skilled nursing and rehab offering or service, if you will. All right, so what level of care do you need? If you don't know that before you begin your search, you're going to waste a lot of time. I just saved you, I don't know how many hours, a lot right there. So determine your level of care. The next big one, the type of care. Well, what do you mean, Steve? Level and type of care. This sounds like it's getting a little bit complicated. Well, yeah, it is. If you do this right, it's very complex. That's why so many people rely on senior care consulting to walk with them, alongside them, through this search and selection process in an effort to get it right the first time. So you have level of care and then the type of care. What do you mean by that? Okay, so I don't get too fancy in my terminology here. General care, just general everyday care. That's a type of care. Memory care. Well, Steve, isn't that a level of care? Nope, it is 100% not. And I'll explain that in a second. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Period. It's that simple. Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. And you can find memory care in all of those different levels of care. And again, I'm going to unpack that a little bit more a little bit later on. All right. What if you need skilled nursing and rehab? We talked about that last week with Zach Cram from Rehab Strategies. We talked about that a little bit. Skilled nursing and rehab. What is that? And typically, that's going to be a relatively short stay in a long-term care community that's licensed by Medicare to provide that rehabilitation therapy after you get out of the hospital. Basically, it's 100 days maximum. Most folks don't get anywhere close to that. I see a lot of 3 to 4 weeks and maybe 4 to 6 week stays. But once you are back to your baseline or back to your original capabilities, or maybe you've plateaued, you can only get back so far, and then that's kind of your new norm. At that point, then you're going to be discharged. But skilled nursing and rehab, guess what level of care you're going to find that in. You'll only find it in long-term care. It's not offered anywhere else. You have to know this stuff. Again, otherwise, it's the shotgun approach and you're wasting lots and lots of time. And then we may need mental health care. We may need hospice care. We may need respite care. So again, what to determine before ever beginning your search? We have to know our level of care and our type of care. All right, now to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Assisted living and memory care are considered levels of care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. We'll see if you're listening closely. Assisted living and memory care are considered levels of care. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And again, assisted living is a level of care that is dictated by your licensure. Okay, it's just as simple as that. Memory care is a special type of care for residents with cognitive impairment, and that can be found at multiple levels of care, including residential care, home plus, assisted living, and long-term care. How about that? So, my gosh, I talked off the subject a little bit, but I talked to so many people and they're just so confused because they've talked to all kinds of people out in the market and they're all saying something different. And they're like, well, Steve, when you explained it to me, it makes perfect sense. And I'm like, well, thank you very much. I speak in English. And I don't try to make this complicated at all because it does not need to be. It just doesn't need to be. All right, so what to determine before ever beginning your search for a senior care community? I had someone the other day say, here's what you need to determine. You need to determine the phone number for Senior Care Consulting and have them do it, because they're going to save you an unbelievable amount of time. 3 to 4 hours, our clients are done. We're usually done same day by 1 o'clock, maybe a little bit earlier than that. We are completely done with the search and selection process. And the average person is spending 50 to 100 hours. It's unbelievable. Okay. Again, so if that's getting your attention, it's the absolute truth. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Request a free consultation and we'll visit about it. We'll let you know how we can help, see if we might be a good fit for you. We're a really good fit for a lot of folks. All right. So, we now know our level. We've determined our level of care, our type of care. Now the big elephant in the room sitting over there in a corner. How are we going to pay for the... Well, see, you heard the elephant. There really is an elephant right here in the room. It's a big old trunk and really loud. So how are we going to pay for this? I mean, seriously, how this stuff is expensive. And I've talked, time and time again about the costs and all of that. And it's, it's big time expensive. How are we going to pay for it? So if you hear the term private pay, what that means is you're writing a check every month for your care. That means you're using your own resources to pay for your care privately. So that's what it means by the term private pay. So what about Medicare? What does Medicare cover? What will it pay for? And unfortunately, I mean, Medicare is great, but it's your health insurance. So it pays for health or medical related stuff. It will pay for your stay in a skilled nursing community to receive skilled nursing and rehab therapy services after a hospital stay of at least 3 midnights. Where you have a physician's order and you go to get your rehab therapy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and maybe some skilled nursing as well. Maybe some patient education for new diabetic or whatever the case may be. All right. But that's what Medicare is going to pay for. They're not going to pay for your stay in long-term care. They're not going to pay for assisted living. They're not going to pay for any of that stuff. right? And you have to know that. And unfortunately, I've had a lot of people over the years, Steve, I've got the best Medicare policy money can buy. And I'm like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's not going to pay for all this stuff that we're talking about. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. What about Medicaid? What is it? What does it pay for? How do you qualify for it? How does this stuff work? One of the questions that I ask all of my clients, every single one of them, is there a chance that we could outlive our assets? And if the answer is yes, then we need to have a thorough discussion and review on Medicaid and how it works, how you qualify, all of the rules and regulations and all of that stuff, and exactly what will it pay for? And how do you get there? So we have that conversation with every single one of our clients. See, we are true consultants. We're not one of these free referral services out here trying to hustle a sale to get our $6,000 to $8,000 kickback. We are actual consultants educating our clients. I've got a story on that a little bit later. What about long-term care insurance as a way to pay for long-term care? It's fantastic, but only about 7% or so of us own a long-term care insurance policy, and with over 70% of us will require and pay for long-term care at some point in our lifetime, right? So if you have one of those, and if you can still afford it, because I know the premiums go up, when you need it, that thing is worth its weight in gold, maybe even platinum. And then if you're a veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran, we have the VA aid and attendance benefit that might be able to help in a big way to help you pay for your senior care. So we have our level of care, type of care, payment methods, and then location. Obviously, we all want to be close. We want to be as close as possible. We want it to be convenient, but don't let that be your driving factor. I cannot tell you how many times someone said, oh, well, we don't want to drive very far, so this place down the road, yeah, it'll work. It'll be fine. And more often than not, that ends up not being so fine. Maybe a much better fit would have been 5 or 10 minutes away. So my question to my clients is, how far are you willing to drive to find the best care for your loved one? So we have a talk about that. Okay. So if, for example, you know, Johnson County, closer to Overland Park is better, but we'll go out all the way through Johnson County, you know, which could be, you know, 30 minutes away potentially, right? So we have that conversation. And then last but not least, personal preferences and needs. We may not have anything that is that specific that we need, but if we do, like mother's played piano for 60 years, it's hardwired into her DNA at this point. It's super important. It's a huge part of her life. It'd be great, Steve, if we could find a community that has a piano there where she would be welcome to play. And I'm a musician, so I get it. I don't think that's it would be nice to have. I think that's a gotta have. So that would fall into that category of personal preferences and needs, something very, very specific. Okay. So again, what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search. Don't do the old shotgun approach. You're going to spend 50 to 100 hours running around. And the more you look, the more confused you'll be. I'm just telling you, it's a disaster. So get focused and get prepared. Know your level of care, your type of care, your payment method, location parameters, and any personal preferences and needs. And that will save you at least 50% of the time that it would have. If you want someone to take this over and help you, walk alongside you during one of the most difficult times in anyone's life, and maybe one of the most important and significant decisions that you'll ever make, you feel free to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We offer a placement service with integrity, 913-945-2800. We can absolutely help you do this. Get it right the first time, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
For podcasts of the program, visit seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcast. We're on a whole bunch of podcast platforms, and we're probably on your favorite one out there. Just do a quick search for Senior Care Live, and it should come up. Be sure to download it, subscribe, visit us on social media, okay? Senior Care Live and Senior Care Consulting. I would love to have a larger presence and just interact that way. It's a lot of fun. It's really an efficient way to do that. So feel free to visit both of those areas. All right. So, like I said, today's a little bit of a fire hose type of a program. I want to shift gears. You know, we just talked about what to determine before beginning your search, and I touched on the term memory care, and that's a term that's just so misused out in the marketplace. Well, Steve, we have assisted living and we have memory care. And I'm like, okay, well, you have assisted living level of care offering memory care in part of the building. Yeah, we have assisted living and memory care. Well, the whole building, for example, is assisted living. They just mean that they provide general care throughout maybe 3/4 of the building and memory care in maybe 1/4 of the building in a smaller part of the building. That's what that means. A lot of times out in the market, people are kind of implying that that's a higher level of care, but it's not. So, again, let me speak in English and very plainly. All right. So, someone who would be an assisted living candidate may need a little bit of help or maybe full assistance in bathing, dressing, grooming, and using the toilet. They may have some incontinence issues, an occasional accident, or maybe full-time incontinence. Maybe they need some help managing their incontinence. At the assisted living level of care, they fully manage your medications at this point. So they will distribute your medications, make sure you get the right meds on time. They'll manage the inventory. They will reorder the medications, they take that whole thing over. Okay, at this point, they provide all of your meals, your snacks, your hydration, all of those sort of things. They're fully covered and provided for you. They help you take your showers and get dressed, all the things. I guess I just touched on that. Doctors make house calls. So generally speaking, you'll have one or two physicians typically that will make a visit to you in your apartment at that assisted living community. Very nice. That's essentially a doctor making a house call. If you want to keep your doctor, no worries. Typically, they'll provide transportation directly through their own van or their own personnel, or they'll sub that out to a transportation company and have them provide that. But they can provide transportation out to see your doctor or maybe specialized physicians, specialty services. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. There is a lot to like about assisted living. But if you are that person who would benefit from that, you don't really have any major medical needs that would exceed the assisted living level of care. That's a good level of care for you. So that addresses your activities of daily living and all that other support. What if you have Alzheimer's or dementia on top of all of that? That person would need the assisted living level of care, and then the type of care would be memory care. Now, memory care, again, it's a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. Maybe early on and just be pleasantly confused and forget some things, or you may be well into the disease process and need a tremendous amount of help. You may not be able to speak anymore. I mean, it's a devastating disease for sure. Okay, and God bless these people who are dealing with this. So, when do you need memory care? So I think the number one issue would be if someone becomes, and the business calls this an elopement risk, or flight risk, if you will. There are a couple of different levels of that. So the first one is just wandering around, and you're looking around outside, and you're like, oh, what's going on out there? And you walk outside, It's 0 degrees. It's 100 degrees. You walk out into traffic and you're just not able. Again, God bless you. You're not able to comprehend that, to understand that these are bad things and they can be harmful to you. So they have to keep you safe. Okay, and so if you're wandering about, that could be a major issue. The second level of elopement risk is a much higher level of risk, and that would be referred to as exit seeking. So again, you're confused. You have Alzheimer's or dementia, another form of cognitive impairment, and you're looking around. And you're like, "That's a pretty nice place, but this isn't where I live. I'm out of here. I'm going home." Right. And you're out. You're trying the doors. You're trying the windows. One fella, again, God bless him. One fella, he was in a long-term care community. I have no clue how in the world he got this done. He uninstalled a window from the inside. I am not kidding. It's in black and white. It's in the reports. I don't know how you do that because these things are secured from the outside. They have trim all. I don't know how he did it. He didn't break the window. He took it out. So I guess maybe he was a window man in his career. He knew what he was doing. And he stepped out of the window. Now, thank goodness, thank the Lord above, the ground was about 2 feet below the bottom of that window. It was not a second story. Otherwise, that would have been disastrous. Okay. So elopement risk, you've got to manage that. So in the memory care area, you have codes on the doors. And if you have dementia or Alzheimer's, et cetera, you're probably not going to remember the code to get out. Now, it's not prison. You can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. And this place you're staying at, they're responsible for your safety. They're liable for this stuff. Okay, so this is a real serious issue. So if you become an elopement risk, you're going to get a quick ticket to memory care just to make sure that they can keep you safe. The next reason I think that you would need memory care is if you're being overstimulated. So normally, you know, we can be around a lot of people talking and there's noise. And like in a dining room, you have clinking of the glasses and the ice in the glass and the silverware on the plates and all the stuff. There could be music going on and you just start to wind up tight because with Alzheimer's and dementia, you're not able to handle all of that stimulation like you once. And so if you become overstimulated, you may lash out, become verbally aggressive. You may even become physically aggressive or combative even. And that's not good for anyone. So they want to keep you calm, cool, and safe. And so in the memory care portion of the community is typically a much smaller area. They may have 60 or 80 or 100 people in the other part of the building, in the general care part. In memory care, they may have 15, 20. Maybe 30. It's usually a small number. Everything's quiet. There's less stimulation. Maybe half the lights are kind of turned off or kind of dimmed. So it's just calm and cool. Smaller space, fewer residents, activities are more activities for shorter time frames. Typically, you're going to see a little more staffing in memory care. They're trained in redirection. They understand sundowning and what to do with a resident to help them through sundowning. So there's a lot that goes into it. And guess what? Not every place offers a memory care unit or neighborhood or portion of the building, like I just described. Now, a lot of places you can live in their general care, you know, part of the building and have early dementia. Maybe you're pleasantly confused. You're not an elopement risk. You're not being overstimulated. It's, you can get along just fine. But at some point when this decline hits a point to where all of a sudden you're not an elopement risk until the very second that you are. Okay. And it's usually a sudden thing like, whoa, he's never done that before. And now we've got a problem. All of a sudden, You lash out, and that's something that's a kind of a new behavior. So if you're in a place that does not offer a memory care portion of the building, memory care neighborhood, memory care program, whatever you want to call it, you're going to have to move at some point. That's a major issue. Okay. What if you have, you know, higher needs? So what if you have medical issues along with needing help with those daily activities and you have cognitive impairment? that person may be a much better fit in the long-term care, the nursing home level of care in the memory care unit. So hopefully that helps to understand memory care and how it is a type of care that can be found in different levels of care. And I'm just getting started. Hang on. I've got some more. You don't want to miss what's coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, I'm pretty fired up about this one. I'm a little hot under the collar. It keeps happening time and time again. I just can't believe people continue to take the bait. Free, I call it the F word, free, is a powerful, powerful word. But didn't your mother ever tell you, honey, nothing in life is for free? There's got to be a catch to it. The free referral services are free to you. Because if you choose one of their partners, one of their partner providers that they have a contract with, you choose that place, you move into it. Guess what? That's where they get paid, and they're paid handsomely. And what I've seen for assisted living, at least $6,000 to $8,000 to convince you to, oh, this one really is, that's your best choice. Okay, I'm so tired of it. Let's just jump into this right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So I spoke with a really nice lady, and we spoke last year. But you know, the timing wasn't quite right, et cetera, et cetera. And then her sister ended up getting connected with one of these free referral services. Again, free is a powerful word. Wonderful, glossy advertising. Oh, it's just wonderful, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, I have so many stories like this. It just wears me out. If you could just see what I see and know what I know, you'd never, ever use one of these. That free referral service highly recommended this particular assisted living community. Oh, great. Oh, this is just wonderful. I had a great experience, blah, blah, blah. Moved their mother into this particular assisted living community where the free referral service got about $8,000 in a lovely commission. Some would call that a kickback. And guess what? That place was not able to deliver a high enough level of care. They just couldn't do it. Every single assisted living community has a threshold. If you exceed that threshold, they're not staffed like long-term care, right? Some of them may provide more care than others, but the bottom line is they all have a threshold. If you exceed that threshold, you have to move. Shortly after they moved in, they had to move their mother out because guess what? They couldn't meet their mother's needs. And after they told me this, they said, would you have recommended that? And I'm like, heck no, that's not a fit for you. That's not a fit, but ching, ching, cha-ching, $8,000 commission. Not free at all, folks. Don't fall for it. So then the family was really frustrated. They had to choose another place fairly quickly. They did it on their own. They chose another assisted living community. This place ended up charging them. And now, keep in mind, the average assisted living community is running somewhere about $6,000 to $8,000 a month. Okay, and if you need a lot of extra care, it might be a little bit higher than that. They were charging over $13,000 a month. I about fell out of my chair. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. And on top of that, they're not doing their job. She complained about 45 to 60 minute call light response times for their mother. Can you imagine that? Being in your 90s, needing to use the restroom, and someone doesn't return your call, come into your room to see how they can help you 45 to 60 minutes later? Are you kidding me? They were supposed to offer a two-person transfer. That was part of the reason for charging them over $13,000 a month. But they consistently saw one person doing the transfer, which frankly was unsafe for their mom. You're starting to get the picture on this, right? So now they've reached out to Senior Care Consulting, and we are going to get it right. We're going to help them because we've made two huge mistakes, and they said, we regret not calling you and using you the first time around. We apologize. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. Let's just get this taken care of. Let's get your mom into the place where she needs to be. Neither place was a proper fit. Neither one of them. And I could tell you that right now, and I didn't even do a formal assessment. But then again, I'm a true consultant. I'm not trying to hustle a sale. Another client that I'm working with, she worked with one of these free referral services. And then her financial advisor said, look, this doesn't sound right. It sounds very confusing. Call Steve Keeker with Senior Care Consulting. He'll straighten it out. He's a great guy. He knows what he's doing. You can trust him. I am honored to receive that referral, by the way. So I talked to her and we started unpacking this. And the bottom line is they threw out a list of places where they receive, again, 90 to 100% of the first month's cost in a kickback and just barked it out. They didn't try to help her or answer any of these other questions. And they had her spending all of her money. When I worked with her, we talked about working within the rules and the limitations of Medicaid. They live on the Missouri side. If we go to the Kansas side, she will preserve over, well, I don't want to say, but hundreds of thousands of dollars of her retirement account that does not have to be spent down. So it saved her all of that money, and we could get him qualified fairly quickly. And then I asked more questions and discovered that this gentleman is a veteran. So we started talking about, I talked to all my clients about all of this, by the way. And I said, does he have any service-connected disabilities? Well, as a matter of fact, he has an 80% service-connected disability. And I said, you know what that means for you? What? If we work with a long-term care community that has a contract with the VA, as long as it's over 70%, the VA will pay 100% of his cost. We're looking at about $10,000 a month. They'll pay 100% of it. You don't even need to qualify for Medicaid. And he gets to keep his monthly income, which was around $2,000 a month. She said, Steve, my head is just swimming. Why didn't that free referral service tell me any of this? I'm definitely going with you. You are really looking out for my interest. You're educating me. And look, so I could go on and on and on and on about that. But here's the bottom line, folks. Don't fall for the F word. The free word is in free referral services. You get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, man, I get so fired up about this stuff. These are just two of maybe hundreds of examples. If this is catching your attention, you're like, hey, yeah, you got our attention, Steve. We want to talk. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Let's have a free consultation and see how we can help you and your family. All right, I'm Steve Keeker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.